This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's time for our daily Trump report here on Good Day High, 7 after the hour. Friday is upon us now, end of the first full week of February 2017. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Kara Schillen, with, yes, our daily Trump report. Well, it's not always. The aim here in this hour is to dig around in depth into some of the more controversial things that are going on, maybe conversations, or with the items that are factual, and then some sort of an open approach to what the ramifications are of some of these, from my perspective anyway, and others will react to it at 888-302-3684 or at Doug Steffen or Doug at DougSteffen.com. Let's start with the appeals court, which rejected the president's attempt to reinstate his ban on visitors from seven mainly Muslim countries. It's the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, which is the most liberal of all the circuits in San Francisco. Here's a bit of what the president had to say, and then some.
A federal appeals court has decided not to reinstate President Donald Trump's controversial travel ban. The ruling comes after a contentious hearing during which three judges heard arguments from both the U.S. Justice Department lawyer defending Trump's immigration order and the attorney for two states looking to strike it down. During his first week in office, Trump issued an executive order temporarily restricting immigration and travel from seven Muslim-majority countries, banning the U.S. from accepting refugees for 120 days and halting travel into the U.S. by all Syrian refugees indefinitely. Protesters have been very vocal about their opposition to the ban ever since it was put into action, and it didn't take long for a federal judge to impose a nationwide stay on the executive order. Before the appeals court announced its decision, Trump expressed his own opinion on the legal battle.
Courts seem to be so political, and it would be so great for our justice system if they would be able to read a statement and do what's right.
Even though the judges have made their decision, either side could now ask the Supreme Court to get involved.
And they will. It's my prediction. Supreme Court will be the next stop for this thing. The bottom line is that the president thinks that it ought to be one way, and there are a lot of people who support that. So if there is much credibility given or a lot of attention given to protesters who are against it, where are the people who are for it? If you're a supporter of Donald Trump's and you like this travel ban and you think it ought to be enforced, then are you protesting somewhere? It seems if there are protests, I don't see any credible evidence of them. I see lots of conversation, a lot of focus, a lot of headlines, a lot of print aimed at covering what the protesters are saying. So if there are protesters or there are people who are in support of the Trump thing, then there ought to be some people out there supporting. And what is the old expression? If you want him to have his way, clap your hands. some kind of support anyway. But to believe all the news media, there's nobody out there who supports Trump. It's all anti-Trump, which is nonsense. Of course, that's not true. But I'm not thinking that if you're a supporter, you're doing him justice. I'm not saying he's right or wrong. I think he's right about, I take a deep breath when I say this. He's right about some of it, and he's wrong. This, as is the case with most of us in the decisions that we make in our day-to-day life. And so there is this business, the ruling on the travel ban, and then there's the related focus on deportation and the hubbub about people now who are being deported who have been in the country for a long time. See, I'm not buying the argument, and man, the news media love this story. The lady in question is getting most of the attention is Guadalupe Garcia de Reynos, who had a pass to stay in our country for the past 4 years. She went to check in as usual in Phoenix yesterday, and ICE grabbed her and decided to send her back to Mexico. And in my opinion, this is it. Her family fears she'll be deported to Mexico. That would make her among the first casualties under a shift in policy. Well, isn't that what the people who supported Trump want? And are they going to go out and support Trump? If we can do this peacefully, we, that is, some who agree with the policy and those who don't agree with the policy, if there can be some kind of peaceful action and reaction and demonstration. There were a couple of hundred people, and you'd think there were 20,000 by the headlines in the news, a couple hundred people protesting this circumstance. I find it, and I find it arrogant, frankly, the way she has two children born in America who are American citizens, fine. But she was here illegally, and I'm not really too sure whether, I don't get where the husband gets in or off on this. Kara, do you know anything about, I have looked around, and I don't see any real story about the husband. Does that mean he's disappeared, or he's in some other circumstance?
You know, I really don't know.
The mother's the only one who was detained.
Yeah, I'll have to read more about the story, because I guess I was kind of out of the loop yesterday and didn't really pay too much attention to this one.
Well, it is completely, the enforcement has to do with the executive order, period, end of story. Apparently, looking at a statement that ICE put out last night, said this lady was detained because of her prior conviction. The idea is that undocumented immigrants who are convicted of crimes and have had ties with America or to have those ties severed. Her conviction stems from a work site raid a decade ago where she was considered to be a criminal because she was here illegally. So, is that a serious crime, that she was here illegally? For me, it is. I think you break the law.
I have so many, I mean, for this one, I'm reading it now, and it says that she had a deportation order against her for several years, but was not considered a priority. And so, I don't know, for me, it's like, if you've got a warrant out for your arrest for 4 years, and then whenever they find you and you're arrested, okay, well, it doesn't matter if you committed the crime 4 years ago or 5 years ago, you know, you should be arrested for that crime. And so, if she had a deportation order out for her for multiple years, and this is when they've just now found her, or when someone started caring about it. I mean, I don't know. I think that if people have gone through the effort of being in the country to do so legally, and they've put in all the paperwork.
Well, I don't think she has.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is that if you've put in that effort, and I think that's what some people are worried about, that those people who have put in the effort will be
sent back.
Yeah, we'll get lost in the mix and we'll be sent back, or, you know, because we saw people not being let through airports who had done that, which I just think is one of the issues that this executive order was put out too fast. But if someone hasn't put in the effort and they've been here, she's 35, she was here since
36.
She was 14, and hasn't put in that effort yet to try and become a citizen,
right,
even though she has two kids here. Yeah, that's when I have an issue.
Yeah,
because
and
if you want to be here, then you should put in that effort.
And it's interesting that she gets swept up in a raid from Sheriff Joe Arpaio's work. He was famous for these raids, and there's a company called Golfland Entertainment Centers. Those of you who are in Arizona probably know this story better than we do. She was one of the people employed there. They have hundreds of illegals, apparently, who are in this place. It's a Class 6 felony, and that's kind of the lowest one on the rung. But she was turned over to ICE on a couple of different occasions. She was in jail for 6 months at a detention center. A judge found that she had no legal stance to be in this country 3-4 years ago, issued a departure order instructing her to get out. She didn't. She appealed it. And then ICE gave her an order of supervised instruction. So ICE is at fault here as much as anybody else. They had her, and they chose not to do anything with her. So that's just wrong, too. All of this, see, you got to dig through the story to find the story behind the story, not just jump to conclusions. Oh, this is terrible. Send his mother away from her kids. She could have easily, it's arrogant to come here and basically say F you to the system. And isn't some people say, well, she's not that smart. Come on. The kids speak English. They're in an American school. They know what the rules are. They know what's right. They know what's wrong.
Yeah, I mean, so, I do think it's unfortunate that her kids, who have nothing to do with, you know, who had no choice in the matter, are now going to have to. I mean, I don't know what you do now when you're a young kid and your parents get deported, but I do think it's frustrating that ICE knew about her
and didn't do anything.
Yep. I mean, I don't understand the point of ICE if they don't deport people that they know are here illegally.
Yeah. So all this order that Trump has put into effect is basically doing is making people who didn't do their job, who were getting paid to do their job, all those people that didn't do their job should get fired. They didn't do their job. That's plain and simple. Plain as the nose on your face. So if that's the kind of, these are the kinds of things that are going to get people upset about the law. Sorry, no sale here to this guy. 17, almost 18 past the hour on Good Day. It's Valentine's surprise time. Doug Stephan here with a Valentine gift idea. If you're tired of the same old flower routine, then to honor your Valentine, who is very special, what you need are fresh dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping, or double the berries for just $10 more. You just need my code to take advantage of that deal. Use the code DJV. The berries are dripping in tempting white or milk or dark chocolate. Yum, yum, yum. Topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzles, chopped nuts, you name it, you can get it. Choose a gift from Sherry's Berries. Visit berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in DJV. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone and type in DJV. Order them right now while you're thinking about it. Go to berries.com, use the code DJV.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shades.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern waterproof woodlook flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. Hurry, the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Cozy Shack Rice Pudding is made with simple ingredients. It's so absurdly delicious, it is causing a buying frenzy, resulting in a pudding shortage. To slow down the frenzy, we recorded this radio spot so high-pitched, only dogs can hear it. We're doing everything we can to ensure there is enough Cozy Shack Rice Pudding for all. Cozy Shack Pudding, absurdly delicious.
All right, so we have coming up a very special sort of entertainment quiz for your listening and dancing pleasure. Stand by for that. The 2020 Focus at 21 after the hour.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough SomaBiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that SomaBiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. SomaBiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of SomaBiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now time for some musical focus here. In this portion of each hour, we have a music, information. Would you say, Victoria, we would best describe this as a musical, informational portion of the program?
Or, music news.
Music news.
That works, too.
Okay.
Why would you be so simplistic, though?
Not interesting. It's very simplistic. All right, so Prince is always in the musical news, it would seem, from day to day to day. And remember that Sunday night is Grammy night. And ahead of that, the Recording Academy announces that this year's ceremony will remember the legacies of both Prince and George Michael for the pair of what they say are, quote, unforgettable tribute segments. I would like to watch. This is early enough for me to watch it because it's a school night, but out here, this stuff starts at 5 o'clock. Right, Jen, we can watch these
at
8 o'clock.
That's right, you can watch
it
early. The benefit starts early.
So it isn't known yet which artists will take part in these tributes. I think we said yesterday John Legend is going to be in the show's In Memoriam segment. Didn't we say that yesterday, the day before?
I've just
excited about John Legend.
I think I heard a rumor that Bruno Mars might also partake.
Mm-hmm. I heard that rumor too, yep. Yeah.
And that would be good
for
Prince, yeah.
George Michael and Prince, certainly as they left us last year with all kinds of musical memories. They had interesting charisma. The people at the Recording Academy say that their distinct style and sound made it seem, and I think applicably so here, as they were adored by audiences around the world, they ought to be paid tribute. We ought to have a moment or two or three or four for these people. Last year, though, David Bowie died too. Glenn Frey, I hope they don't leave them out. I think that they need to all be featured here. Anyway, the excitement is, who do we think is the best performer of all those people who are up? Both you ladies are following this probably closer than I am. Who are you expecting to win, and who do you want to win in the various categories on Sunday night?
This year, I'm more of a country music fan. I expect to see Luke Bryan probably do about the best. Yeah, I'd say it's probably going to be Luke Bryan.
What about you, Victoria?
Well, I guess we'll never find out.
By having the girl, she's gone. Ah, the old technical difficulty.
She's so taken with you, Dougie, in your question.
Ah, yes, right, right. All right, so let's get to country music. Speaking of Luke Bryan,
yeah.
There are festivals on top of festivals on top of festivals. And there are some people, for example, this Watershed Festival, Jennifer, which I've actually never heard of. It's a
Hadn't heard of it either until I saw this story.
On a campsite or something, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of country concerts around. And actually, you know, hey, pop outdoor. And regular music, too. Outdoor venues. The one that we have here is Stagecoach for country and Coachella for all the rest. And it's fun. I mean, you're out there for a couple of days, and it's great.
Yeah. All right, so this, we're talking about the Gorge Theater in Washington State, which will have Luke Bryan, Chris Stapleton, Darius Rucker performing at the Columbia River site July 28th through the 30th.
That's a great
lineup.
Let's see,
who else is? Old Dominion, Randy Houser, Lauren Elena, Maddie and Tay, Eric Paisley, William Michael Morgan. I don't know some of these people. Cadillac 3? That's an interesting name. I don't know. Who, do you know who Cadillac 3 is? Anybody know who they are?
Cadillac 3 is now.
Yeah. Chris Stapleton is gearing up for a new album. He debuted the song Broken Halos at the Wildfire Benefit in December that Dolly Parton had. And let's see, what else is going on here? Luke Bryan gets high marks for his national anthem at the Super Bowl. That's something that people are talking about. Thought it was
he
fabulous.
Did a great job.
And so then there's Luke. All right, so Darius Rucker has a new single called If I Told You. And he's been, I find him an interesting character, actually, because of his ability to kind of switch it up. So he's going to make guest appearances also on Hawaii Five-0 this season.
Ooh, I didn't know he acted. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Good.
Cozy Shack tapioca pudding is made with simple ingredients like milk, eggs, and sugar. It's so absurdly delicious, it's causing a buying frenzy, resulting in a pudding shortage. So to make sure we don't run out, we wrote the world's worst jingle.
Take some Cozy Shack tapioca pudding out of the refrigerator. Stick a spoon in it. Put it in your mouth. Chew on some of the big round tapioca things in there. Wipe your face with a napkin now.
Please remain calm. We're doing everything we can to ensure there is enough Cozy Shack tapioca pudding for all. Cozy Shack pudding, absurdly delicious.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit gcnlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Take a deep breath. Recognize where you are in terms of normal work weeks. Friday usually ends it for many people, if not most people. So choose fun for the weekend. That'd be my advice to those listening in Jerome, Idaho. How do you do today? Victoria, Texas checking in. Bozeman, Montana, one of my favorite spots. How do you do, folks out there? Montana State University, pretty cool place, I'm told. And the Tampa area. Pocatello, Iowa. Good, Doug. Pocatello, Idaho. There may be a Pocatello, Iowa as well. Point is, it's a good day. It's a Friday. Doug Steffen, in the control of my own mind. Kara Schillen is in control of the radio studio where we are working. And it's time now for us to have sort of a new, I'll take a different approach to this on Fridays. Giving you the opportunity to win a swell prize in our 2020 whatever quiz. I call it news quiz, sometimes news voice quiz. These ladies are important to the history of television. And I'm betting that you will listen carefully and be able to figure out who they are. So for the prize, you have to tell us the name of these three ladies and what television program they were associated with, all right? So we have, I think, Carrie, you got a piece of each person's voice, or have you got more than one? You have them separated out? Do you have them all together? How do you have them?
I have a separate piece of audio for each of the ladies.
Yeah. All right, starting with number one.
Oh, only a good friend would tell you this, Rose, but that color you dye your hair? Honey, that hasn't existed since they discontinued the Ford Falcon.
That's a good line. 888-302-3684, 888-302. Doug, next voice.
Blanche, you caught me one night sneaking out of the kitchen naked with an Oreo in my mouth. We have no secrets. Now ask your damn question.
Huh. There's Brad. Now you should have figured it out, right? All right, next one.
She's a world-renowned flautist.
She plays the flute.
No, Dorothy, she plays the flout. It's a Scandinavian instrument that looks like a tuba, except it's got hair on the bottom. Of course she plays the flute.
She's still alive. The other two are not. 888 is another way of saying they're dead. 888-302-3684. You're inspired now. Tell us the name of these ladies, and really kind of maybe for extra credit, what's their what were their names on the show? How's that for a good one? 888-302-3684. Identify those three voices and the television show from which they came. All right, as we continue with our, we can make a career out of covering Donald Trump. As a matter of fact, some people are making a career out of covering Donald Trump. And let's see if we can find one of them who's focused on the most ridiculous story of the week. Man, there are plenty of them around. But anybody who goes for this needs to have their head examined. The top American military leader in Afghanistan thinks that we ought to send more troops to an area where we have no business being in the first place. We have nothing to gain. And why are we waging war would be the question most people who have practical focus on this situation are saying. Here is one of the reporters making a career out of covering Afghanistan.
The top American military leader in Afghanistan doesn't think the U.S. is winning the war in that country.
In your overall commander's assessment, are we winning or losing?
Mr. Chairman, I believe we're in a stalemate.
General John Nicholson told the Senate Armed Services Committee that the U.S. needs to send thousands of additional troops to support the 8,400 Americans now serving in Afghanistan. U.S. armed forces are still in Afghanistan to fight terrorism and train local troops. Nicholson says he has enough troops for the counterterrorism mission, but he needs more to train Afghan soldiers. Nicholson also blamed some U.S. struggles in the country on Russia, saying the Kremlin has legitimized the Taliban by claiming it was fighting ISIS. He called that a, quote, false narrative.
What a bunch of crap. We have no business being there anymore. The only reason we were involved there in the first place was to get Osama bin Laden, and that was all watered down when we went into Iraq on false pretenses. And now we're there. Osama bin Laden is long dead and rotting. He's been eaten by the sharks in the Pacific Ocean, or Indian Ocean, or wherever he got dropped. So why in the world are we still there? The American troops, wasn't it, I think a television show that was based on, I don't know, I saw something recently, the story about one of these soldiers that got killed for no good reason at all. Remember when Obama went into office and said, well, pull all the troops out of there, and then he didn't. And now we have the Taliban is never going to give in. They're never going to be defeated. The Russians lost tens of thousands of troops there. What is the matter with these people? Have they no understanding of history? Yeah, we're talking about training the troops there. They don't like us any better than the Taliban does, and many of them belong to the Taliban. It's not any different than Iraq. Get out of there. Stop wasting our money and our men and women who are over there. Get out. There's something to protest. This is a protest I joined. Good God, get out of there. And no business being there. There's no reason for us to be there. Ugh, disgusting. Okay, Doug, take a deep breath now, and let's get back to... let me stand on a different foot here for a moment. 20 minutes before the hour. So we have our 2020 quiz question. Maybe we should just make it. We'll make it news quiz, news voices. We have voices of three ladies who were inspiring in lots of different ways through their careers. And this show was the height of it for all of them, I think, or you can make an argument that certainly was one of the heights for most of them. Missouri is the home of Mercedes. Hi, Mercedes. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi, good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm always tired because I've never called in.
Why? Well, it's good to call. It's good to have people focused on what you're thinking. It's good. We want to know what's the story with you. Why? Are you working now? What's going on with you at this very moment besides listening to us?
No, I'm at home. I'm always up listening to you.
Are you?
Yeah.
I like your chuckle. It's just a chuckle. That's good. It's a good chuckle. All right. So name the three actresses, and if you can, the parts they played in the television show. First of all, what television program are we talking about?
That's The Golden Girls.
Right. Okay. So tell us who the three actresses are.
Okay. I only can give you two. The second one with Beatrice Arthur.
Arthur,
that's
yep.
That's Maud.
Yep. Right.
And the third one is Betty White.
Betty White. What was the name of her character?
Oh, Jesus.
Can't remember.
I don't remember.
All right, well, you made a good stab. You know, the best part about it is that you're listening and you're enjoying it. So thank you for that. I'm going to move on, though, to somebody else that hopefully will be able to identify. Other than that, I wish you, Mary, a good and a happy and a healthy weekend. Mercedes, thank you. Sharon's in Eugene, Oregon, listening to KUGN. Hi, Sharon.
Hi.
So you want to pick up where Mercedes left off?
Well, she did a little better than me. Yes, I recognize Betty White, and she played Rose Nyland.
Right. Her character's name was Rose. Yep, right. Yep, we're getting there. What else? Can you
B. Arthur, she played the Maud part.
Yeah, and we got that. Who's the third one?
Gosh, I can't think of her name, but she was a little tiny woman, and she played B. Arthur's mother.
Yeah.
And
she was the same age as B. Arthur. She played Sylvester Stallone's mother in a really silly movie, a cop and robber movie. All right, let me see if Marty can figure this out for us. Hi, Marty, welcome in. You're in Brady, Texas. Where's that?
That is just central to west Texas.
Central to west Texas. All right. So let's see. All the storms have blown through there. You should have a pretty good day and a pretty good weekend, I think, weather-wise, shouldn't you?
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, I think so. All right. So let's see if you can figure this all out. We sort of patched together the B. Arthur and Maud question. That is the connection. And Betty White and Rose. So you got one to identify.
And she played as Sophia.
Right, but we didn't hear. You dropped out for just a second. Sophia was the character, and the actress's name is?
Estella Getty.
Yes, right.
That is one of them. You said there's three.
Yeah.
There's actually four, Doug.
That's right,
there's
too.
There's four. Yeah. It's Estella Getty, Betty White, B. Arthur, and Rue McClanahan.
There you go.
The actual four names.
Yes, right. Yep. Yep. I was thinking of the three that I knew best that were associated with, but you're right. Yes, thank you, Kara, and thank you, Marty. All right, so give Marty a swell prize. Marty, thank you for your good work. And we got it all straightened out now. B. Arthur, Betty White, Rue McClanahan, and Estelle Getty. For some reason, I put Estelle Getty out of my mind. I don't know why I did that, but you can always count on listeners to straighten us all out. 44 past the hour on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off?
That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one. then Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
It's Valentine's surprise time. Doug Stephan here with a Valentine gift idea. If you're tired of the same old flower routine, then to honor your Valentine, who is very special, what you need are fresh dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping, or double the berries for just $10 more. You just need my code to take advantage of that deal. Use the code DJV. The berries are dripping in tempting white or milk or dark chocolate. Yum, yum, yum. Topped with chocolate chips, decorative swizzles, chopped nuts, you name it, you can get it. Choose a gift from Sherry's Berries. Visit berries.com. B-E-R-R-I-E-S. Berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in DJV. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone and type in DJV. Order them right now while you're thinking about it. Go to berries.com. Use the code DJV.
Being there matters. And in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
All right, speaking of fun, there's a study out focused on the presidents of the United States and how much rest they get. How much sleep does a U.S. president get per night? Here's the average.
I'm working long hours, right up till 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning.
What time do you get up?
5 o'clock.
Some quick math shows that's just 4 to 5 hours of sleep a night for President Trump. That's well short of the 7 to 9 hours doctors usually recommend. So how does Trump's sleep schedule compare to other presidents? Well, Barack Obama wasn't getting many more Z's. In 2016, the New York Times reported he got about 5 hours of sleep a night. Bill Clinton was known as a workaholic. He reportedly got 5 to 6 hours of sleep a night. But unlike Obama, who spent many of his late night hours alone, Clinton would call his cabinet and staff in the wee hours of the morning. George W. Bush, on the other hand, kept a 9 o'clock bedtime. He'd usually be in the Oval Office by 6:45 a.m., netting him about 9 hours of sleep. He believed in a tight but efficient schedule. Trump might be getting less sleep than the previous three presidents, but George H.W. Bush may have him beat. A White House nurse said Bush, 41, woke up at 4 a.m. and didn't go to bed until 2 a.m.
Wow. No wonder he doesn't feel well at 92. Nothing good about that. Woof. That's a pretty interesting overview, though, isn't it, huh? So let's see here. The initiative that has been put forth to make sure that bee species are endangered or that they're labeled endangered, been slowed down. This will be a problem I have with the Trump administration as well. The bumblebee, the rusty-patched bumblebee, would have officially been designated an endangered species today, but the Trump administration has delayed the listing until March. White House says the delay gives them more time to review questions of fact. 10 minutes before the hour. The fact is that they're getting...
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP?
We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Past the hour now, time for our weekly visit with Uri Geller, who is in Israel, his home is like, I feel rather strange referring to Tel Aviv as your hometown, but it is your hometown, even though it's a city. Actually, you were born, though, out somewhere, you weren't born in the city, you were born in the outskirts over there someplace, weren't you?
No. I was born smack in the middle of Tel Aviv.
Oh, you were?
There was a hospital called Ein Gedi, which is in a small street called Maze, which is the corner of Allenby. And Allenby Street is, of course, labeled after a famous British general called Allenby. And yes, so from that hospital, we, of course, my mother took me back home to a street called Bezalel Yaffe 13, which was on the corner of Rothschild Boulevard. So looking out from my window now, I would say that bird flight is maybe 2 miles, not more than that.
All right. So Uri is well known around the world as the spoon bender, the fixer. I remember any number of times I've seen you perform, and people had clocks and watches and refrigerators and things that didn't work, and they would either put their mind and their hands on it, listen to you, and things would be able to work. And nobody can quite figure it out. A lot of people say, "Oh, that's come on, that's a lot of bunkum. He's just kidding you." Yeah. I don't know how you'd kid about. That would be how you could kid about something like that. It just is what it is, one of those unexplained phenomena. Some people have to have everything explained, but the whole world is unexplainable. The universe is unexplainable. It is the force.
That's true.
It's nothing really explainable.
Are you saying this because you're reading what I just sent you, or you just brought this up?
No, I'm synchronistic. I don't know what you just sent me because I can't get my hands on my iPhone. But I'm thinking, because usually what happens when the two of us connect is that I end up drifting into your mind, or you end up drifting into my mind. So
exactly. I'll tell you very quickly this story. I get an email today with a big picture of me on the cover of The Sun. The Sun is the largest selling paper in England and Scotland. I would say 13 million readers. And I would have thought that there are scandals in Scotland or in England, sports stories, political stories, I mean, anything. But here I am on the cover today of The Sun, and it says, exclusive, Mum's miracle, Uri Geller fixed my Xbox. So, and there's like a 7-page story of how I was on television about 2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and I was on a show which is also in America. It's called Loose Women. Am I right? Is that still on in the States?
It doesn't ring a bell with me. I don't know any Loose Women, but yeah, maybe.
it's called, maybe it's called something else. It's, you know, there are four women, Barbara Walters and Whoopi Goldberg. I can't remember the name of the show.
Oh, The View. It's called The View.
The View. That's
Yeah.
So The View is in England is called Loose Women. And I was interviewed because every paper carried the CIA revelation.
Right.
And they asked me, well, Uri, you're in Old Jaffa, thousands of kilometers or miles away from England. Can you do something through the airwaves? And I said, okay, tell your listeners and your viewers to get their broken watches and anything that is broken in their homes and to the telly, and I will fix them. Those broken house appliances. And of course, you know, I've done it a million times. Lo and behold, things all over England started ticking, broken watches. That one lady called up, she said she had a 110-year-old pocket watch that belonged to her great-great-great-grandfather, and it started ticking and never worked for 80 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the watchmaker sent her home 3 times saying, forget it, I'll never be able to fix this pocket watch because there's a broken part in it. And not only that it's broken, there's also a missing part. So just keep it as a, you know, souvenir, a memento. And that pocket watch is working now. So this lady, the mother of a 10-year-old kid, calls in and she says, lo and behold, I cannot believe it. This is a miracle, but my son's Xbox was broken for like 8 months. And when Uri said 1, 2, 3, work, it started working.
All right, so here's the clue.
The sun,
every time you're here, I'm going to advise people listening to the program that has something that's broken to just bring it, and we'll end the visit with 1, 2, 3, work. All right, say.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.